Sports presents Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
Another episode of Betting Bites. I know everybody's waiting for Coach Rule to say, I don't know, some sort of funny impersonation. Not happening, because guess what I'm doing? I'm sitting on my hands, and I'm going to talk in non-rhythmic cadences. I couldn't even make it 15 seconds without doing that. That's on me. That's totally on me. Remember, think for yourself. Oh, boy, wasn't that something? Hey, coming off a fantastic sports weekend, Nebraska all in the thick of it with fall camp. Got to see a little contact, little pads cracking. And that is always good for the soul. It'll be a fantastic show coming up in just a few short moments. Make sure you tune in to Coffee and Cream. We'll be live from the PBC. We'll be broadcasting from Indian Creek all week long, so don't miss it. Myself, Ravi Lula, Andrew Rogers, give both of those guys a follow as we'll be kind of rotating back and forth with the schedule. But on the heels of a weekend in which we're starting to learn a lot more about this Nebraska football team, you've heard me, I don't know, I said it 2,000 trillion million made-up number times, right? Common language builds in accountability. And I probably never really expounded on that. I kind of just assumed people know what I mean. But isn't it interesting when you hear so many of the players and the coaches say the same things? And it's a lot of common language, the 1% better, elite, day by day, things like that. When you go to correct, check, modify, even affirm, right? When you're like, hey, good job, well done. It's you can use those buzzwords as autocorrects. You know, hey, was that elite? Hey, we're trying to be elite. Dominate contact. When you hear the same things being said over and over, it's like shorthand to correct. Hey, was that elite? Hey, are we 1% better today? Well, coach, I don't know what 1% better means. Like, we've never talked about it. We don't know what that. See, there is none of that explanation that you don't know. Hey, is that being elite? We define elite. We define being elite as. And they've gone over this since this staff has been in play. So you can correct and praise on the fly. And again, that's just easy built-in accountability. The more common language you use, the more you can have peer-to-peer correction. Hey, listen, Jeff, listen, we're trying to be elite. Hey, you know, Marcus, 1% better. Hey, Anthony, all right, elite. When we're talking about elite, we got to dominate that contact. It's just, it's ways to hold people accountable and affirm the good, too. Because it's not just about auto correction and things like that. Sometimes it is about, hey, I see you. That's elite, right? The young guys can take a look and say, oh, that's what that looks like when I go through this drill. It's a thing of beauty when it hums and it hums at the same tune. That's how you get kind of that melodic music that's a lot easier to listen to. We hope that it'll be easy on the eyes, too, because the more you can do those kinds of things, the more that I think we can arrive at a fan base when we say things like, I just want it to look like football, right? There will be some commonalities in that when we use general sayings like, I just want it to look like football, right? If we can adopt some of the similar verbiage, we'll have a general similar frame of reference. And no pun intended, but that leads to a lot more harmonious fan base as opposed to discourse and discord. How about that? Apple, Google, Spotify, however you get us, ESPN 590 app, make sure you get it downloaded. It is, in fact, the home of Husker Sports. Be a part of what we're doing. Get at us on the show later on, 888-638-4876. It's another episode of Betting Bites.